In the east, on the Caucasus front, Russian troops advance into the fringes of Anatolia, Turkish heartland of the Ottoman Empire. To the south, British and Indian troops land near Basra in Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq. They are sent to protect the precious oil fields that lie in neighboring Persia, now known as Iran. At the Dardanelles, British warships bombard the Gallipoli Peninsula, reminding the Turks that this small but strategically important stretch of land must be defended at all costs. Less than 2 weeks from the start of hostilities, Istanbul finds its empire attacked on three wide-ranging fronts. While General von Sanders focuses on the defense of Istanbul and the Dardanelles, Enver Pasha has a more grandiose plan. He will take command of the Ottoman Third Army and drive the Russians from eastern Anatolia and back over the Caucasus Mountains. The fact that the Third Army is unprepared to fight a campaign in harsh winter weather doesn't seem to bother Enver in the least.
The Ottoman Empire was unprepared to wage war in 1914. They had been badly defeated in the Balkan Wars of 1912-1913. Their army had been shattered. They had no money. Their reserves of equipment were gone. They'd lost about 250,000 men already. So in 1914, when all of Europe was wildly enthusiastic about going to war, marching in bands and flags, the Ottomans were not.
3 days before Christmas, the Ottoman Third Army, nearly 120,000 men, launches an attack against the Russians. The soldiers have no heavy clothing, they have no tents. Yet they must endure bitter cold that reaches to 30 degrees below zero. As the soldiers move through treacherous mountain pathways, some units simply lose their way in the blinding snow. On December 25th, at a place called Sarıkamış, the Turkish force tries to encircle the Russians, but it doesn't happen that way. Instead, the Russians counterattack and surround the Turks. One-third of Enver's forces are eliminated virtually overnight. By January 7th, the Ottomans are in full retreat toward the west. The next day, Enver Pasha gathers his troops to congratulate them on their performance in battle. All told, more than 50,000 Turkish troops are killed, wounded, or taken prisoner by the Russians. Many of them do not die from enemy fire. They fall unconscious from the cold and freeze to death. The disaster at Sarıkamış means that eastern Anatolia is now vulnerable to invasion. But the Russians, too, are exhausted and halt their advance in February 1915. They will soon be on the march again.